Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that the role of the Egyptian government, as we agree, is that they must protect our embassy, and we should have very strongly condemned that failure. The whole tick-tock back and forth is not something that I'm totally aware of or care too much about in light of the sacrifice of Chris Stevens and three other brave Americans.
There's Senator John McCain touching on the top three items on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our overview of the items in the News Talk world that have made it to the top of the list. All 10 of them we'll discuss for the week ending Friday, September the 14th. Let's run them down, as a matter of fact. The top 10 hits in this world of talk conversation radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. The iPhone 5, introduction thereto or thereof. Number 10 this week in the countdown. Number 9 is the continuing conversation about how much we owe and the debt crisis, what its impact is on politics and politicians and the election. Healthcare reform, another item of discussion for election purposes. Number 8 and how it's affecting you. Number 7 is what's going on in Iran. The controversy over the SEAL Team 6 book is number 6. 11th anniversary of September 11th is number 5. The Chicago teacher strike, number 4. Presidential race, number 3. Anti-American violence, number 2. And the consulate strike in Libya actually is the number 1 item this week on our talk radio review. So as we start with number 1, let's get into a conversation that we monitored from host Jerry Jamieson with Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina. They talk about the attacks in Libya and the move to increase the military presence that we have in that region.
We're hearing about our military being on high alert following Tuesday's attack at the consulate in Benghazi, where our U.S. ambassador and three others were killed. What exactly, Senator, is going on?
Jerry, we've got protests throughout the Middle East that really have little to do with September the 11th and more to do with the freedom of speech in the United States and some anti-Islamic rhetoric that's been on the Internet in the United States. And there's always the tendency to blame the entire country for that. In Libya, unlike Egypt and Yemen and potentially Tunisia and Algeria soon, they had a protest that was then followed up hours later by what has every reason to believe is a coordinated attack on the consulate. Protesters don't typically have automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades and mortars. And the second attack in Libya was a combination of all three of those. The firefight lasted what seems to be almost 4 hours. Unfortunately, in that, the ambassador was killed, along with another State Department person and two security personnel. So our hearts and prayers go out to the families of all those that are affected. I think it's important to realize that based upon current reports, the ambassador happened to be in the area, made a decision to stop by the consulate. Clearly his post of duty is Tripoli and not Benghazi. So I'm not sure that this was targeted specifically at the ambassador, but it was targeted at killing Americans. And that's a line that we don't separate who. The intent was there, and I'll take the administration at their word that our commitment is we will track these people down and bring them to justice.
All right, so that's a moderately simplistic overview of what's going on. 800-510-8255. You could say we're back into the tinderbox. All of these questions and the September 11th anniversary, the idea that we're vulnerable, there's no news there. 800-510-TALK. Have thoughts about this? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. The items of interest, too, are outlined at DougSteffen.com in the countdown box. Daryl, a talk radio caller in Alabama, one of the programs we're monitoring down there on a station there, is happy to hear the president say, we'll go get them.
I'm not exactly sure what the response should be. I do believe that President Obama should, as in with the case of Osama bin Laden, take a thoughtful, determined path to finding whoever the animals that are responsible for killing Ambassador Smith. The ambassador and Mr. Smith and the two others. I would caution the public, let's find out, exactly where we're just basically getting all the information in now. Let's just get the information, and then, let's go after whoever is, responsible.
It's kind of interesting to, hear some of the background on some of the reports, the news reports especially. I think I heard this on NPR, the chanting in the background. There were a lot of people who said this was about film that seemed to be anti-Muslim. But when you listen to some of the tape, you hear, you got Osama, we want Obama. So this is about President Obama. Is he using this as a campaign, sort of like a badge of honor? They want to come after me? I'll show them. Sheila in Georgia doesn't understand why everybody's jumping on President Obama over this.
I don't understand why people think that President Obama has apologized for anything. And when he said that he would bring those people to justice, believe me, I know that man is going to do it. And I don't know how long it's going to take him to find out who did this, but believe me, they should all have their wills done up and they're out of here.
800-510-8255. Libyan attacks and more protesting in the Middle East. The subject of this item, number one on the Talk Radio Countdown this week.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255 for the items that are on the countdown as the selection of items taking place, going to the folks at talkers.com, monitoring a lot of great radio programs and hosts and stations. The Libyan situation, arrests have been made in connection with the attack on the consulate. The number of people, this you've heard 87 times, who's been killed, what the situation is. The anti-American demonstrations continue as the week ended through the Middle East and Yemen. Protesters stormed the U.S. Embassy there. So what's this all about? Talk host Jeff Dunning with CBS Middle East correspondent Tula Viajo about the outbreaks of violence there and their connection to what happened this week here.
There is a YouTube video or a short amateur film that is being blamed for much of this, but as we spoke with Edward Uranian yesterday from CBS, he said this was more of a coordinated effort to coincide with the anniversary of September 11th. What are you hearing?
Well, that could be true. It could be true that there was something else behind the protests in Egypt or even in Libya, but certainly the film and the fact that it has now emerged online has infuriated other Muslims across the Middle East. In Iran, for example, there was a small protest today, but there's going to be a protest tomorrow in Iran. Of course, the U.S. doesn't have a presence there, but there are other protests that are being watched across the Middle East. This video emerged and has inflamed a lot of people. What was behind the initial protest is still unclear, but now there are a lot more people involved in protesting the film.
Are we seeing a flare-up of violence, or in your opinion, and I know you're a reporter, but you know better than I, are we seeing the start of something that looks to be long-term?
There are some analysts who believe there is, that there are fragments of this revolution. There are very, very fundamentalists, and they have now emerged after the revolutions in the Arab Spring, and there are some commentators who are saying we could see a repeat of 1979, where, if we remember, that's when the Ayatollah came into power in Iran, and there was the Iranian Revolution there. So there are people who are concerned about who is leading these protests. Right now, however, there are people who are protesting this particular film. As I said earlier, there were no protests. Until this film emerged, there really were no protests in the Middle East other than people in Syria and Bahrain seeking to overthrow their regimes there.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney refused to back down on his criticism of President Obama's handling of the attacks. Here's Tom in New Jersey who doesn't think the president is doing a good job either.
As far as the response goes, I mean, it needs to be made clear to the Libyans that the U.S. is not going to hold Bolivians at large responsible for it, but only the responsible parties. But as far as everything else goes, I mean, you know, Obama should have come back to Washington and said, all right, what can we do about this, instead of, you know, going out to Vegas and doing his little fundraiser. Meanwhile, Romney, on the other hand, he was working the minute he found out about it. And I think it's just a very clear example of another failure on Obama's part to lead this country.
Is this just the start of something bigger? 800-510-8255. Okay, so number two on our list of the top ten this week, the anti-American violence around the various places in the Middle East. Number three is the presidential race and maybe how this affects it. We'll get to that in a moment here on our countdown.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review, our focus on the top 10, and we're up to number 3, the presidential race. Earlier I said something about Mitt Romney refusing to back down on his criticism of the president and the handling of the attacks in the Middle East. Romney came under fire from Republicans and Democrats after he released a harsh statement suggesting the White House had chosen to sympathize with those who waged the attacks instead of condemning the attackers. So who's on the right side of this, and is it just more politics as usual? Number 3, the presidential race. Here are our hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to political analyst Dottie Lynch from CBS about the way the situations in the Middle East are changing the presidential race.
The criticism came in before the bodies were even counted or identified. Was that a little on the premature side of Mitt Romney?
Well, I think Mitt Romney's been criticized pretty heavily, at least by the mainstream media and by even some Republicans, for sort of introducing politics to a foreign policy situation, and obviously the death of the ambassador. So, you know, it was confusing because the statement that he was attacking was one that was made before the death. It was about that video, but it got all into the mix and became very political very fast.
So what is the upshot of this, do you think, if we stick with the political end of it? Which was that a very presidential appearance by him? Is it going to affect him in the polls or in the election?
Well, you know, it's hard to know. Typically, those kinds of statements, especially during a political year, aren't that unusual. But typically, candidates wait a few days when there's a situation like this. So the timing of what he said is particularly problematic. Whether those key swing voters, for example, have followed every single step, or whether they just will react negatively to him or negatively to Obama, because this is a dangerous foreign policy situation. We'll have to wait a little bit, but most of the criticism right now is coming toward Romney, although handling of foreign policy has been a strength for President Obama. Whether this will affect that, I think, is another thing we'll have to see.
And it seems Romney's response kind of overshadowing, or at least no one's made the fact yet, of President Obama offered condolences to the families of the victims on his campaign stop in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, exactly. He, Romney, actually canceled a rally in Florida. He went to the site of the rally, but mainly just made the press statement and thanked people for coming, whereas President Obama kept to his campaign schedule, went to Nevada, one of those swing states, and people are questioning that, whether that was an appropriate move to continue with the campaign when this was going on.
800-510-8255. We're discussing number three, the presidential race. Here's Jackie in Pennsylvania on Mr. Obama.
I think we should not give them any more money, and maybe we should get out of Afghanistan. I don't think we're doing any good over there. It just appalls me that President Obama went to Las Vegas for a fundraiser when our people are being killed and our embassies are burning. I don't quite get it. I think he's weak, and I'm just very afraid for this country with him in there. These people over there, they want to kill each other, not only us. I mean, look what's happening in Afghanistan. They can't get along. They can't get along with themselves, so how can they get along with us?
Jeff Romney has hurt himself, has he? Let's make this a quick call.
Yes, here in Virginia, Romney seemed to lose several points in the polls over some political wrangling by the party trying to remove Virgil Goode from the ticket.
Yeah.
Since he did that, he plummeted about 8 points in the polls here in Virginia.
Well, the polls show Romney behind Obama at the moment. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Is there a woman who inspires you in your community? An extraordinary mom, sister, friend, or colleague who shines? In addition to making a difference through their own achievements, these women often help others accomplish great things through mentorship or personal support. Yahoo Shine wants to help celebrate the women in your life who do extraordinary things every day and inspire others to do the same. Jennifer Romolini, Editor-in-Chief of Yahoo Shine.
We all know a woman who inspires us or touches our community in immeasurable ways. A woman who shines. She might be an activist or an entrepreneur or maybe a mom, teacher, public servant, athlete, or survivor. Now you can nominate these amazing women in your community. They'll have the chance to be nationally recognized for their accomplishments and entered to win a $10,000 grand prize.
Submit online nominations at womenwhoshine.yahoo.com through October 22nd. Then vote for a grand prize winner through October 29th. Winners will be revealed November 12th.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moving back into our review of the hot hits in talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen with the overview. Every week we go through from number 1 to number 10, and we're up to number 4. Just to give you a quick refresher, the first couple of items have to do with what's going on in the Middle East. Presidential race is number 3, and now we get to number 4, the Chicago teachers strike. Here's host Bill LeMay talking to James Shirk from the Heritage Foundation about the reasons the teachers in Chicago seem to think this is a good idea.
Why are the teachers striking in Chicago?
Well, there's two key demands that they've been making that have held back negotiations. One, performance evaluations. The mayor wants to basically evaluate teachers based on how well their students learn. And he wants to give a higher pay and merit pay to teachers who teach well. And he wants the ability to remove teachers who are ineffective in the classroom. And the union doesn't like this because they don't like the idea of teachers being fired, even if they're doing a bad job. And so they've been holding out and saying, no, you can't. Basically, we don't want you to be able to let go any of the teachers. And that's the union's job. They're trying to get job security for their members. But if you're looking out for what's best for the kids, you know, there's good teachers who should be rewarded, and there's bad teachers who should be removed. And the other key sticking point is very similar to that. It's the issue of what happens when teachers get laid off when a school gets shut down. And the unions want the school district to have to guarantee that they are going to rehire teachers on the order of seniority. And so if you get laid off, you're more or less, if you're senior enough, you're guaranteed to get rehired somewhere else in the district. And the mayor, again, wants to say, no, we want to be able to be selective, and we want to be able to rehire the good teachers, but we don't want to be forced to rehire the bad teachers, and we don't want to be forced to not hire a good teacher because she doesn't have enough seniority. And so, again, this basically comes down to the union wants guarantees for their job security, and the mayor and the city want the power to improve public schools.
Well, the mayor and the city itself come across as making more sense. There's been a tremendous sentiment of anti-unionism around the country because of especially public unions. The teachers look foolish, sound foolish, especially when you realize that the average salary for a teacher in Chicago is $76,400. 1,100 teachers in Chicago make more than $100,000 a year. That sort of thing doesn't do their cause much good, does it? 800-510-8255. Maybe you'll think that's a simplistic overview of the reality, but it's something that seems to be registering with a lot of people. Number 5 on the countdown this week, moving up toward number 10, the anniversary of September 11th. Here are our hosts, Jamie Samuelson and Bob Winoski, talking about how many years it may take for us to be so focused on the events of 11 years ago.
This is the 11th year anniversary of 9/11. Last year was 10, which was obviously
correct.
A big deal. And
it seems somewhat symbolic this year because it was a Tuesday morning. And it was Tuesday
right.
morning.
That's
so
true.
I did think about that.
That's true. And believe me, I'm still, I admit, I'm drawn to it every time it's on TV. Every time. I still sometimes, when we were talking the other day about YouTubing, sometimes you'll come across another, yet another 9/11 video from another angle. And I'm still, every time you see the plane go into the buildings, it's unbelievable.
There's part of me that wants to move away from it. I'm not saying forget about it, but not rewatch it. Like, I purposely tried to stay off the internet because I knew I would, like you said, I would just go to YouTube and look at old things. I can't not. You can't not.
Right, but I don't want to, this is my point. I don't want to wallow in it. Like, and God bless, I am not a Twitter policeman at all because God knows I violate all sorts of Twitter police rules. But I'm not one who was going to go on and type, you know, never forget or remembrances or whatever, because it almost, to me, goes without saying, obviously. But
agreed.
11 years in now, when does it stop becoming a major focus on the anniversary day? Like, for instance, Pearl Harbor Day is December 7th, but it's been, however many years, 60,
1941,
70. 1941,
yeah.
Yeah. And while still marked, when did that stop being the annual remembrance? And I'm not saying we need to stop remembering it. I mean, stop marking it, because we don't need to stop marking it. It's still obviously fresh in many people's minds. But the whole thing about moving on and, you know, don't let the terrorists win, all that stuff. When does that kick in? I'm asking honestly. Is it after 20 years? Is it like 25 years? Is it never?
I won't say never, because obviously generationally it will fade away in terms of historic moments. But for our generation, for any generation, never, because we watched it happen live.
800-510-8255. I want to slip in a quick comment on some of these items in the top 10. Got to do it quickly because we move fairly fast. There are 10 things we got to get through during the course of the hour. That was number 5, the anniversary of September 11th. And now to number 6, pretty controversial, this SEAL Team 6 book and whether or not it was right, wrong, accurate, inaccurate. Here is Talk Host Dean Lane with analyst David Alpern about the reports that this book by it's Matt Bissonnette, his real name, isn't accurate.
We've heard reports that military leaders have interviewed other special ops members and concluded the account of the raid isn't accurate. What is your take on all this?
Well, it has to be remembered that he admits in the book that he was not the first person in the room. You know, he was on the stairs, he was coming up, so he doesn't have full knowledge of everything that happened in those very short instants. So we don't know for sure exactly what happened. We do know that he did not submit his manuscript to the Pentagon, as he was, the Pentagon says, obliged to do by contract. The Pentagon has been rather ambiguous about whether there's any really important classified information revealed. Certainly there may be facts and factors that would help Al-Qaeda, its remnants or supporters, and figure out who some of the participants were. That's not a good thing, and certainly his former colleagues and SEALs are going to be uncomfortable about that. It doesn't seem to be a big indictment of the president that the book had been earlier billed, beyond the normal frustrations of any operator down the line to the kind of bureaucracy that is involved in a really, one has to say, a momentous decision like trying another one of these raids when everybody involved could have been ended up dead or captured. So certainly it says a lot about what goes into SEAL training and the tensions and the feelings of people on a mission like that. I'm not sure that it's going to change the rest of the world's view of the decision to go ahead and do it and exactly what was done. We've already known that it was not exactly a firefight involving Osama bin Laden. Whether or not he actually had a gun, was going for a gun, this guy himself cannot be actually sure, because he wasn't the first in the room when the shooting happened. All in all, I don't think it's going to change much view about what President Obama did.
And again, what's the cause for the violence in the Middle East? Is it that Obama got Osama and now we want to get Obama? 800-510-8255, the SEAL Team 6 book. Here is number 6. Here are, Gary Hoffman with a former Navy SEAL named Bill Reed about the news media coverage of this man and the revelation of his name.
Mark Owen, pseudonym, writes this book, No Easy Day. And it obviously gets a lot of publicity because of the subject matter, which is the raid to go in and get Osama bin Laden, which ultimately resulted in his death. And I'll go piece by piece first. What do you think about publishing his name? Because the radio station here, and me specifically in my capacity as a news guy and a host, I haven't used his real name, only because I'm not even sure it's necessary to the story. But it came out very quickly. A lot of the major news organizations have published his name. What's your opinion about the publishing of his name?
Well, it's the same as what happened in World War II, when we used to go down to 400 feet in our submarines, and the Japanese set their depth charges for 300 feet. Then the news said, oh, gosh, you know what? We can go to 400 feet. And guess what? The Japanese reset their charges to 400 feet and killed a lot of sailors. So I'm in violent disagreement that things like this should be disclosed just because they seem newsworthy. So I praise you for not doing that. And that would be my opinion on that, but I believe Mark did write the book because he felt there were things that could and should be told, and I think he did it in the right way.
I've seen portions of the 60 Minutes interview, and from what I understand, they have dramatically changed his face through the use of makeup, added some weight to him, and then changed his voice as well, as you can hear in the interview. Do you think that is probably going to be the only interview we see with him?
Most likely. It appears as if virtually all of the additional interviews he had scheduled were canceled. A lot of it had to do with concerns about security and many other reasons. I think he was also concerned about backlash from the community, meaning the SEAL team folks. So I doubt we'll see him again.
800-510-8255. So you want to know more about the book? Just get it. Read it. A lot of people have thought it was very compelling stuff. More information about these things without the gentleman there makes a good point. Talking about the depth charges and releasing information kind of reminds me of Geraldo Rivera and the plans in Iraq, you know, that same kind of stuff. Too much information isn't healthy. But on the other side of it, this book seems to tell a compelling and interesting and important story. That's number 6 this week in the countdown, so we'll move on to the number 7 position in just a moment.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer.
They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
800-510-8255. Here is a discussion of the number seven item as we continue to go through the list of the top 10 on the talk radio countdown from this week. Here's host Nick Reed talking about the help we need to give to Israel to do something about Iran before there's another Holocaust.
There was a time in this country where we thought, and that time is still here when we think, we would never let a country wipe out another entire country and its people just because they're Jews. Especially after the Holocaust, we kind of have this thing where we shake our heads and we go, how could the world have let this happen? How could this have happened? And to this day, we still say that. We're like, oh, we would never, ever let that happen. If you really believe that, ask yourself, what is it when it comes to a country like Iran that's consistently telling the world, by the way, we're going to kill all those Jews, just so you know, they're building nuclear weapons. They're getting help from the Russians in doing so. They're working with the Syrians. All the time taking little breathers to let you know, by the way, we're going to kill the Jews and wipe Israel off the map. What needs to occur between that and an actual attack on Israel before somebody does something to stop them? I mean, just think about it. I'm not talking about what should we do right now. Because we claim that we won't let that happen. So we're going from that premise. So now we're just thinking strategic. Okay, so we've made the decision that we're not going to let Israel be wiped off the map. That's the decision that we claim that we've made. As not just a country, but as a world. Most of the civilized world. We know where we are now. You've got a country that's building the nuclear weapons. And they say, yeah, we're going to kill them. Just heads up. We're going to do it. It's just kind of a matter of time. Now, some people would argue, if in fact we are being honest that we will not let that happen, since they're acknowledging they're going to do it, it's better to go ahead now and take out the nuclear facilities. In whatever way, we've got to do it. But let's say somebody in the room says, no, no, I don't think that we should do that yet. Then you say, okay, well, what's the trigger? I don't think there's a whole lot between where we are now and the day that this next Holocaust occurs.
800-510-8255. So what in all of this is important for you? If you're Jewish, is this a big thing for you? A lot of people are very concerned about what's going on in the Middle East. Prime Minister Netanyahu made it clear this week that Israel will not wait to take out Iranian nuclear facilities. Heated comments toward the United States from Mr. Netanyahu. He said that it's becoming clear diplomacy will not work with Iran. So where does this lead us? Another tinderbox, another problem in the Middle East brought about by people and their religious differences. That ought to be an important part of this discussion, don't you think? Number eight on the countdown has to do with health care reform. How many more analysts can we listen to and hear about the health care system and the wasting of all that money? So we'll move on to number nine in a moment on the countdown.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along with the top 10 overview, we started at number 1, and now we are up to number 9. We'll squeeze both number 9 and number 10 in as we conclude this hour-long look at what has been hot this week in the world of News Talk Radio. The debt, the situation with whether or not we're going to be able to bring that number down. Interesting, a number of communities are thinking about the tax exemption that churches have as they're trying to figure out what's another way to bring money in instead of laying people off and running things better. You wonder about that, don't you? Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan about Congress going back to work and trying to do something about the debt.
I guess there are a whole slew of deadlines, but we have this debilitating fiscal cliff that we're hanging over. Now we finally hit what we only would have maybe not dreamed of but had nightmares over. We've hit $16 trillion in our debt, and it's astounding to me, and yet there's no end in sight.
There is no end in sight with this administration approach to spending. Bottom line, their answer is spend more, build more government programs. When Paul W., I think many of us can agree that this country and its greatness, and it's still a great country, but it's a great country that has some problems that we have to deal with quickly, or we approach that cliff in many ways of no return. But a country that was based upon individuals doing the best that they could for themselves with the freedom and opportunity to do that. A system of free enterprise, free markets with free people always produce good things. And we've turned the corner, gone the other direction. I think the results are clear with a $16 trillion debt, with unemployment still above 8%, a lagging economy, and a defense posture right now based upon sequestration and that looming problem. That really makes us have a reason for concern.
Well, Congressman Tim Walberg, you've been quoted as saying, the last thing I want to do is leave my kids and grandkids with a tab they're unable to pay off later. I agree, and I concur. And then you go on to say, and that means putting the federal government on a diet now. But end of quote. How's that happen?
Well, I think it happens at least according to the pattern. We're always open to negotiation. We wish we could do that with a Senate that would respond, but we've sent two budget bills, the so-called Paul Ryan budget bills, which were really the House passed bills in a bipartisan fashion, that stopped deficit spending, that put us back on a track to balancing the budget, that secured Medicare, that secured the necessary defensive capabilities that we have, and yet said we have to set priorities. And those priorities mean that we don't keep on spending at a clip that is putting us in bankruptcy for our future. That's not a simple solution, but it's the right solution.
800-510-8255, okay? The debt, there are a lot of people talking about what the Fed has agreed to do to recharge our economy, whether that helps the debt or not. There's a lot of people with lots of opinions. Who knows who's right? And opinion is really what a lot of the conversation is about on these new talk radio programs that we monitor for the countdown. Number 10, the introduction of iPhone 5. A lot of people buzzing about that. You're getting a new phone. Here's talk host Mark Reardon with technology expert David Conroy about whether this new phone is actually worth it.
What we learn about this new phone, my wife and son seem to think that they're going to be able to upgrade pretty quickly here. Is it worth it?
Well, for those people who are on a 3GS right now or maybe a 4, I think there's certainly a good reason to do it. This one has a bigger screen. It's a 4-inch screen. It's actually just a little bit taller iPhone. It has a better processor, a little faster. The battery life's about the same, maybe slightly better, and it does have 4G. So those are kind of the key upgrades here.
Yes, CEO Tim Cook said that this is the biggest change to happen to the iPhone since the iPhone, and that's that bigger screen size. Right now, is that to compete a little bit better with the Android thing?
Yeah, I mean those are actually in some cases significantly bigger. They go up 4.5 inches, and so people have kind of been clamoring for that bigger screen on the iPhone. The only problem is when you go to a bigger screen, you can end up having reduced battery life. So that's the challenge here, is that balance. But this is a little bit different because they just basically extended the iPhone. They did make it a slightly thinner and slightly lighter as well, so that's a benefit there too.
But for people who have upgraded in the last year, for example, with the most recent model before this, probably not enough bells and whistles to say, I got to have the new one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in that camp. I have a 4S, and so it's hard to spend the extra money. You have to sell your iPhone. Or sometimes people use their wife's upgrade and then give their old phone to their spouse, something like that, and use the upgrade. But this is still for the higher-end models, this is a $300 to $400 model. Apple has dropped the price on the iPhone 4 and the 4S. Actually, the iPhone 4 is now free with a two-year plan.
There it is, folks, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers.com and the Doug Steffen.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.